Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Yulia.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Nice. I'm doing very well. I'm visiting my children in Israel, and I'm very happy.
Lovely. You are in Israel. What time is it there? I'm saying good afternoon. I'm not sure if it's afternoon that side.
Just one hour ahead
or so. Should be saying good evening because you are literally similar time zone as us. Now, yes, thank you so much. And now those who are joining us, we are speaking to Ms. Peacock, who is talking to us about happiness in 2024 and beyond. And no matter who you are, where you're listening from, all of us can afford to be a little happier. And today we're talking about a program that is specifically geared towards helping us with personal transformation in order to be happier this year and beyond. So, Yulia, in most cases, children tend to automatically know how to find joy in the little things. What is it that puts us as adults in a position where we have to relearn how to find joy?
Well, we need to copy children.
Okay.
Yeah, because nothing changed. Children learn to be happy with little things. They are programmed like that from the birth. In their DNA, there is a program to be happy from little things, from running around, from favorite toys, from walking, swimming, laughing, jumping. And when we become adult, why we stop doing that?
Okay. All right. Now, you know, Yulia, the world seems to be getting worse and worse year after year. There's always bad news. That horrible things are happening in this world. I mean, it's not getting better. Is it still possible to find real joy in our pleasant, in our very unpleasant circumstances in this world?
Yes, definitely. I would like, because I have limited time, I would like to go straight to the root.
Let's go straight to it.
Yeah, straight to the root of the problem. Why we are not happy, why we are so easy affected by circumstances. We know from the Bible that life will become worse and worse. God said, joy and don't be afraid. Yeah, but we still worry, we still have anxiety, fears, we conflict with each other, but Bible says love, and it's not easy. And the root of this blockage, which not allowed us to be happy, it's childhood trauma and generational trauma. I believe everyone knows what is trauma. Yeah, it's emotional trauma. And it happened in early childhood. Also, we inherit from our parents, and parents inherited from their parents certain patterns, trauma patterns. So we are programmed very early, before 7 years old, we are already programmed the basic life program already done before 7 years old. Our self-esteem is formed before 7 years old. And it's bad news. And these programs are blocking. They cause conflicts, uncontrollable emotional bursts. When people build up anger and pain in relationship with each other, they don't make enough money because relationships with money also are not healthy. We have lots of fear to do what we love. If we start own business, we don't know how to do it, and it's difficult to learn, and we fail. And the reason is this subconscious trauma patterns, what we form in childhood. And the good news that we can be disconnected from these programs and create a new program and practice new program with God's help and doing our part. God always involves us, yeah?
Mm.
Always involves us in his job to save others. Yeah, even Adam, remember, God asked him to give a name to animals, earth. Can you imagine how many days he gave names for thousands and thousands? So it was quite a big project. So in our healing, God also involves us.
Mm.
There is our part when we go for therapy or counseling. And what is therapy? Actually, it's questions. Questions to be more aware of what is happening in your head. When you have a tooth ache, where do you go?
To the doctor.
To the doctor, to the dentist.
To the dentist. Mm.
If we have some disorders in our head, if we fail in business or we don't have good career, or we are jobless, or we have constant conflicts in relationships, something is need to be changing in our brain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we need to go to the specialist. And look how many counselors, psychologists, and coaches now. Is it not God's plan? Nothing on the earth is happening without God's will. So this program helps to heal the trauma. No, this program doesn't guarantee complete healing forever. Yeah, but it's huge intervention. Yeah,
mm.
And for personal transformation to be happier no matter what is happening around, and encourage others to have enough energy to encourage others who is in anxiety and who is down.
Yeah.
The second part of this program helps to create new program.
Okay.
Because our brain needs alternative program to use. Yeah. Everyone doesn't want to be unhappy, correct?
Of course.
But why it doesn't help people be happy?
Mm.
Because there is no alternative happy program that is stronger than a negative program. So we work 3 months on trauma healing and 3 months on strengthening new, positive, happy life program. We learn how to control our emotions and how to be successful in anything what you want to do on the earth.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. No, it's fine, man. It's beautiful. And I think this world that we live in really and truly deserves that we, we should actually try and find happiness in all of these smaller things and to try to find meaning as God has created us. What would be your last word as we part ways to our listeners?
Well, I would like to invite as many people as possible to enroll in this program because it's extremely affordable price. And this price set up for people who will never go to professionals because they are quite expensive. And if you share my phone number,
yes.
The people can send me a message. I want to be happier, and then I help them to enroll to this program.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful presentation here, Yulia. We wish you the very best there in Israel with your grandchildren as well.
Thank you so much.
Blessings. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.